Welcome to the I Beat It First Super Spectacular Spoilerific podcast for Avengers Infinity War. I'm Eric.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Chris.
And we're I Beat It First. But you don't get a crack because this is a different podcast. Sorry. We're still drinking, though, if that counts.
It does. And we should also say right now that, like you said, this is spoilerific. So if you have not seen Infinity War and you have any desire to know anything about it, don't listen to this.
Or listen to it.
Or listen. I haven't seen Infinity War, and we're about to spoil the shit out of it.
So. Oh, yeah. Yes, we are. That's right. Chris and I both saw Infinity War. We're about to rock Jason's world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. There's a crack at least.
I did it anyway.
Yeah. I got a crack in here.
Well, I got a bottle that I already popped the top off of, so it doesn't really work that way.
All good.
Anywho, all right. So if you didn't know, Infinity War came out on Friday. I saw it on Thursday. Chris, you saw it on Friday. Yeah.
And it's already surpassed sales than any other DC movie ever made, pretty much.
It surpassed that on the first day.
Yeah.
It actually is supposed to break the all-time domestic box office record for opening weekend. It's supposed to hit over 250.
Who holds it now?
I believe it.
Last Jedi.
Thank you. Okay.
Yep.
I knew something recent, but I wasn't sure which, because I knew for the longest time it was fucking Titanic.
Yeah, it was a fucking horrible ass movie.
Well, your heart will go on.
No, it won't. My heart is cold and dead already. It will not go on. Ever.
Just like Rose.
Just like Rose. Cold and dead.
Cold
just
and
like,
dead.
Just like, what's his name? Jack. Jack is cold
DiCaprio.
And dead too.
Yep, he's Leonardo definitely cold and dead.
DiCaprio is dead.
No Oscar. Oh, wait, now Oscar.
He has an Oscar.
No Oscar for that.
He down to the bottom of the fucking ocean.
God, spoilers, Eric. Why would anyone want to listen to this podcast with spoilers?
Dead.
He came back alive in Inception.
Oh, shit, that's right. I forgot the Titanic was all just an Inception dream. I totally forgot that. Holy shit. All right, so anyways, Avengers Infinity War. So, let's start this out. Chris, who dies at the very, very beginning of the fucking movie?
Loki.
And?
Oh, and probably like my favorite fucking character.
Heimdall.
Heimdall?
Yeah. Is that who you're thinking?
The blue rock guy from Ragnarok.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They don't really show
the
dying,
actual
but...
director for Thor Ragnarok, you mean?
I was like, no, he was the best.
Yeah, but Heimdall, Idris Elba. He actually was one of my favorite because he was always just like, he was the guy that saved everybody in Ragnarok. He was the one that led everybody into the mountains, into the caves and everything. Idris Elba is an amazing actor, and
yes, he
died
is.
Pretty unceremoniously, actually, except for the fact that he brought the Rainbow Road and took Hulk, and sent him back
to
Earth.
Hulk.
Without knowing anything that we just talked about, it sounds like that we need to have My Heart Will Go On speed dial or whatever. So it's like... and then also Rainbow Road just sounds dope because like Mario Kart.
You are.
So we're just going to do that every time you talk about someone dying because there's a fuck ton of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get ready to hear a lot of really bad Celine Dion.
Yeah, it really kicks off right after Ragnarok ends.
Yeah, if you did not watch the extended scenes for Thor Ragnarok, basically the ship that is Thanos's like main battleship comes upon all of the Asgardians inside their ship like right afterwards, and then just starts decimating them.
Yep,
kills everyone. Everyone except for Thor and Hulk. Yep. That's it. All Asgardians are dead.
Wow. So okay. So they like pull no punches. They really.
Oh no!
Just,
yeah,
like,
they murdered everybody. They blew up the ship. So later on, the Guardians of the Galaxy get a distress signal and they fly to the area. And literally everyone's dead except for Thor, who hits the windshield of what's the ship's name?
I don't know what it is, but yeah, it hits.
Oh come on! It's what's her name from Who's the Boss? The Milano. That's it. Yeah. It's named after Melissa Milano. Come on. So it hits the windshield of the Milano as if he's like a bug. And even Rocket Raccoon yells, "Ah, get it off, get it off. Clean, use the windshield wipers."
Is Jeff Goldblum still alive?
Maybe.
Theoretically, yes, he is, but he is not in this movie.
That I don't, just knowing that his majesty is still exists somewhere is enough for me to care.
There is a good chance that towards the end of this movie he is dead, and we will explain why.
Yes.
So after that, Thanos's villains or his little underlings go to Earth and they try and get the time gem from Doctor Strange.
Yeah, because right as they show up, the Hulk crashes into Doctor Strange's house, business, whatever it is.
The Sanctum Sanctorum.
Yep. That.
And then they basically like do their little Doctor Strange teleport thingy in to find Peter Stark.
Peter Stark.
And him and Pepper Potts are talking.
Who's Peter Stark?
Yeah, I know. That's why I was just trying to go around that. Yes, Tony.
Peter Parker Starker.
Peter Parker. Yep. Pick a peck of pickled peppers.
Mm-hmm. Infinity Jewel Pepper.
Anyways, so they use their little magic teleportation thing to find Tony Stark. Tony Stark then makes lots of magician jokes about pulling rabbits out of hats and shit like that against Doctor Strange, takes him in, sees Bruce Banner, they talk about everything, and all of a sudden, shit hits the fan.
Yep, and he's supposed to call Captain America. So he pulls out the flip phone that he gave him at the end of Civil War.
The flip phone.
Yep. The burner.
The burner flip phone. And the best part is that Tony makes a joke about it, too.
And yeah, that's when shit hits the fan. He is not able to make the call quite yet.
So then Thanos just shows up and starts...
No,
Thanos is quote-unquote children, which they're...
Yes.
Anybody that serves him is called the child of Thanos. So okay. he has one gigantic guy with a giant fucking axe slash hammer and another guy that has telekinetic magic powers.
I'm going to call Thanos Homer from now on, just because his picture looks like
okay. So Homer. Homer. All right. So Homer's children, so Bart and Lisa, show up and they start attacking everybody. And they do a pretty damn good job about it. Hulk will not come out of Bruce at all. Like,
nope.
Vehemently tries. Refuses it.
Because he wouldn't
like,
have a cow.
He'll get like halfway there and Hulk will be like, no! No! What do you mean, no?
Holy cow!
Come on!
I caramba!
I already got beat up by Thanos. I don't want
to. Hey, you're the one
out.
That started making the Simpsons jokes.
I will. Continue to.
Yeah, so he already got his ass beat by Thanos on the Asgardian ship and refuses to come out because he's a little bitch. And then Spider-Man is on a field trip in a school bus.
This is Tony Parker.
Tony Parker. Peter Parker is on a field trip and a school bus, senses the ship. You see the little hairs rise up on his arm like they show in the preview. And then he jumps out out of the school bus.
Yeah, he has his... Make a distraction because I got to go.
It's like, oh my God, this spaceship, we're all going to die.
And then Stan Lee's the bus driver.
Oh, yeah, Stan, the ubiquitous Stan Lee cameo is he's the bus driver.
Well, they did it like right off the bat.
Oh, they had to do it right off the bat,
I guess there's so much. You don't want to watch Stan Lee die.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is like everybody, like pretty much like when someone shows up in this, they're going to die. So they did it at the beginning. So they're like, yeah, maybe there's a chance he won't die. So then... little bit after that, like they keep fighting and everything like that. Spider-Man gets his Iron Spider costume, which is awesome.
They're just fighting Bart and Lisa, though.
They're just fighting Bart and Lisa. That's it. Homer hasn't showed up yet.
All right, got it.
So Bart and Lisa are really trying to do it. They kill Bart.
Which is the hammer guy.
Yeah, the hammer guy. Okay. Yeah, Lisa's the one with the psychic abilities. She's smart.
They ate his shorts.
Lisa captures Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Lisa captures Doctor Strange, and Lisa takes him up into the spaceship.
And then
Peter Parker and Tony Stark then go after the spaceship.
No. Tony Parker and Tony Peter Parker Stark. And you got to get Stark. This right, man.
Tony Parker and Peter Stark then go after the spaceship. They get trapped in the spaceship, go off, and Tony Parker... Mm. No, wait, sorry. Peter Stark tries to call Pepper Potts. Pepper Potts is very angry and tells him to get back. It sounds like she's ordering donuts.
And then?
And then. Nobody else got the Wayne's World reference, I bet. So,
oh, yeah.
Then, like, yeah. I got... Okay.
That's old school right there.
That's super old school.
So it's
school.
Two number fours, a Diet Coke, and a large fry.
And a crawler.
And a crawler.
Right. And a jelly donut. So anyways, so they fly off, like they basically, they warp factor 5 off to where Homer Simpson is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then
they
after that.
They went plaid to Homer.
Yeah, they went plaid to Homer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, so then after that, it switches to the Guardians of the Galaxy, is that right? Or does it switch? Oh, no, it switches to Paris, France.
Oh, yep.
Paris, France, where the Vision and Scarlet Witch are having a little tryst. A little kissy, kissy, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Even though he's a eunuch, that makes no sense. He's got a robot. Wait, robot penis. That means he's a dildo.
Yep.
Right.
That means he is a dildo. He There's is nothing a giant else about
dildo.
Him.
He's a giant
well,
dildo.
If the same thing like the Dragon Ball universe. Then they can have babies.
No, she's not a,
with Android
she's,
17.
She's not an android. She is mislabeled. She is a cyborg. Right. She was originally a human that got
right.
turned
the
into
Vision
a robot.
The Vision is an android.
Yeah, but it's not like Dragon Ball then. That's what I'm saying, is she still has lady parts.
Yeah, so she can have the baby.
Right.
But he
Vision
doesn't.
Vision doesn't have...
He's just a dildo. He's just a giant sex toy.
Vision was 100% synthetic. Yeah. Android 18 was at least 95%.
It is the strongest dildo ever made, though.
This is true. Maximum power. That rabbit can go fuck himself.
Which is actually
kind of funny.
It probably did. Speaking of rabbits, that's what Thor calls Rocket Raccoon.
Oh, yeah, that's really good. But you're skipping ahead.
Yes.
So they're having their little tryst where they're just fucking all night and all day. And then they come, the other children of Thanos, but I think it's more like Milhouse and
Maggie.
And Maggie. Yeah, yeah. Actually, yeah, Milhouse and Maggie show up, and because it is a boy and a girl.
Perfect.
You were right.
It's because Simpsons did it first. I've been through this.
They show up to try and steal the gem out of, the mind gem out of Vision's forehead.
Sure.
There's a big, long-ass battle where it's back and forth between them. And you're sitting there wondering where the fuck is backup going to come in? Where the fuck is backup coming in? At the very last second, of course, backup finally comes in, and it's Captain America and Black Widow and Falcon.
Also, Captain America
they
is
beat
in
the
France.
Shit out of them. Yes, Captain America is in France. Americans in France. Fucking yes. Deal with it. Anyways, so they beat the shit out of them. They supposedly kill Milhouse because. Fucking Milhouse. Because
it's Milhouse. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they go up Milhouse. Into their plane. Yeah, nothing's coming up Milhouse at this point. they go up into their spaceship and they fly off to go meet Homer Simpson as well. Then after that, it then switches to Guardians of the Galaxy. Chris, would you like to talk about the Guardians of the Galaxy a little bit?
Sure. It's when they first meet up with... so basically they picked up Thor. He's sitting on their bed, whatever, and then they're talking about him. And what's his name?
He is a beautiful specimen.
Yes.
So
his muscle fibers are made out of steel, supposedly, is what they say. Everyone's basically in awe and wanting to fuck Thor.
Yes. So,
except
Star-Lord.
For Star-Lord. But everybody else who is not Star-Lord wants to fuck Thor.
So Thor's just literally floating through
this
space?
This is a man.
Yeah, well, yeah, because he's Asgardian. He's basically a guard. Or guard, a god.
Yep.
So they can survive in space. He wasn't killed in the explosion of the ship, but he's like unconscious, which is why they're rubbing their hands all over him and feeling his steel like muscles.
Sure, sure.
And like
totally,
jizzing in their pants.
Totally appropriate behavior.
Yeah, it totally is. Gamora's like getting super wet. So is Mantis. They're both getting just like wet as all god. Get out.
I like the idea if it was reserved, or not reserved, reversed. If it was like a Femme Thor.
Oh, if it was Natalie Portman's character?
Yeah, and like laying down, the two guys are just like, oh god!
Oh my god!
I'm gonna press X so hard!
Her muscles are like steel! I want her to crush my pelvis!
Oh, and then there's
Snoot,
Snoot
to death!
Groot.
That's another Matt Groening.
Teenage Groot.
Oh yeah, Teenage Groot doesn't want to fuck Thor. Sorry,
no,
I forgot about that.
He doesn't. He just wants to play his little handheld game.
Which he was playing like one of those old school like football games, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wait, at the end of the movie, did it like zoom out and it was actually the game Groot was playing the whole time?
No.
That would have been
no, sadly. Sadly, no.
Or did it wake up back in Dallas and he was just like, hey, honey, I'm actually alive and not dead. That is an old TV show reference. If you want some old TV show reference.
What was his name, Patrick? Patrick.
The guy from
Step Patrick by Duffy.
Thank you.
Patrick Duffy.
You're alive? Well, sure. It's just been a night. It's all a dream.
The best part is that that's also a Family Guy reference.
It's true. Well, it's a reference of a reference made in Family
Guy. Yes. But the best part is that they actually like completely redid that whole thing, like the dialogue.
We've now got three animation references in this podcast.
How many more can we fit into this?
Unlimited.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so let's see here. death. I'm trying to think of who died. Okay, so the next death is Gamora.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
That's Star-Lord's girlfriend or whatever?
Yeah, actually. Yep. Okay, so this is one of the things. So I told Shannon after we watched the movie, we're sitting there and I was like, we're like watching Gamora and Star-Lord have like their little moments that they always have in the first two movies. And then all of a sudden they kissed. I'm like, oh shit, she's going to die.
So Homer literally killed Lisa.
Yes.
Homer killed Lisa. Not the Lisa in this situation.
No, not Lisa. No, this isn't Lisa.
Marge.
Homer killed Marge.
Okay.
Marge. Yeah, yeah, sure. That's kind of gross, but okay, let's go with that. So the whole thing is that Gamora is the only one that knows how to find the Soul Stone. And the Soul Stone, they find out the gatekeeper for the Soul Stone is the Red Skull.
Yep.
Which is reprised by Agent Smith. And what was his fucking name in Lord of the Rings? The elven dude. Whatever the fuck his name was.
The guy that doesn't need to work ever again in his life.
Yeah. Yep. He's just making like infinite residuals off of everything. Yeah,
Matrix.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Now. Just making all the money. Yep. All the money there is.
I don't need to do anything.
So he reprises the role as the skull, Red Skull.
A poo.
No, he's German. He hates the Indians.
That's true.
And he tells them that Thanos has to give up something that he loves. And at that point, Gamora's like laughing at him, like, "Ha, you don't love anything. You suck. There's no way that you're gonna get this Infinity Stone." And then all of a sudden, it's like, "Oh no, he loves me. Oh, I'm the asshole. But wait, he's the asshole. But I'm the asshole. But oh my god, he's gonna throw me off a cliff." And then he throws her off a cliff.
This does sound like a Simpsons episode.
Oh yeah, it totally does. Okay. So he throws her off the cliff, gets the Soul Stone, and he's like, "Fuck yes!" And then he teleports to Earth.
I wish he did drop an F-bomb. That'd have been dope.
It would have been dope.
Well, no, he doesn't go to Earth yet.
Do what? Well, he goes to Earth pretty much at that point. Does anybody else? Oh, no, that's right. He goes back to Titan. He goes back to Titan, that's right.
Yep.
Titan
where he's supposed to meet up with his children.
No, not Titan AE, unfortunately. Titan AE was actually a spaceship, not a planet. So go fuck yourself.
You can still go back to a spot. Go fuck yourself.
Chris, what happens on Titan?
He faces Doctor Strange, Iron Man, Spider-Man,
Tony Parker, and Peter Stark.
So is this?
That's right. We're just gonna keep this fucking horrible joke going.
I was gonna reverse their superhero names, but it's just like it's Spider-Man and Iron Man. Yeah.
Iron Spider, that's actually the costume that Spider-Man is wearing right
but
now.
If you say that, then the other one's Man-Man. Iron Spider and Man-Man.
Oh my god, we're not even drunk yet.
Nope.
Alright, so Iron Spider and Man-Man are fighting Thanos along with Doctor Strange.
Yep.
Fighting Star-Lord. Homer Simpson, man.
Yep, yeah, sorry, Homer Simpson along with Star-Lord, who Star-Lord's about to find out that Homer Simpson killed Marge.
This is so much better.
They're doing pretty well, except for the fact that he's got like 4 Infinity Stones at this point, right? Or 5 Infinity Stones.
No, he doesn't have 5. He's about to get the 5th. No, wait. He has 3. He's trying to get the 4th.
Because I thought 5 was
the 5th is still on Vision.
Well, there's 6 Infinity Stones.
Sure.
So he's got 4.
Okay, so he's got 4. Okay.
Right. There's 2 left to go.
Yep. So he's fighting. They're putting up a good fight. Tony Stark. Tony Parker. Peter Stark. God damn it.
Iron Spider. In Manhattan. Because it's easier. And more hilarious.
Well, I could actually just say Iron Spider for both of them because they're both wearing nanotech suits.
No, Man-Man. Yep.
God damn it.
Man squared.
So Peter Stark is wearing a nanotech suit along with Tony Parker. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wait, isn't Tony Parker a basketball player?
Whatever.
Yes, he is.
Well, so's Man-Man.
So they're wearing nanotech suits so they can basically like form anything. So like Iron Spider can form the Iron Spider.
They became
like
the Wonder Twins?
Yes.
Wow.
But so Peter Stark mm-hmm. is firing giant like laser blasts and and Tony
Parker
it's a basketball player, I swear to God. Mm-hmm. Tony Parker is like basically rescuing the Guardians of the Galaxy.
And they're fighting against Homer at this time.
And they're fighting against Homer.
Yep.
Okay.
That's right. Homer beats the shit out of them.
Sure.
Literally. Gets the time stone from
take that space coyote.
And before he shows up, Doctor Strange, Benedict, Bumbercrunch.
Yep.
It's Cumberbund. Benedict Cumberbund.
Yep. He uses it to see like 14 different million possibilities of how this ends.
And only one of them they win.
Yep.
Out of 14 million.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because you know why?
Some lazy math right there.
Because it takes a fucking goddamn miracle to beat Homer Simpson.
Yep.
I've seen it on The Simpsons.
Just like in TV.
It takes a lot to beat Homer Simpson.
Yep.
Cool. So what does he do? He then sees that, oh man, we're fucked unless we do this.
Then he gives the time gem so that Tony gets, so that Peter Stark gets saved because he knows that Peter Stark is the future? Is the savior, maybe? We don't know this.
I mean,
this
he
point.
Gets saved. He gets his ass kicked.
He tells Homer Simpson that if he gives him the time stone, he needs to spare Peter Stark.
Got it.
So Peter Stark then is saved at that point.
I'm with you.
All right. You following me in this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm actually following you very well with these
things. All right. So then, let's see here. It's Lisa Simpson and
Bart's dead.
It's
Maggie.
It's Lisa's Maggie dead. And Bart. Yeah. Bart's not dead.
Okay. Lisa and...
Yeah. Maggie Lisa's and dead. Bart
Lisa
show
got
up
sucked
in...
Outside.
Do what?
Lisa got sucked out of her spaceship and died.
Oh, yeah. No, that was Lisa. Yeah. It's Maggie and Bart.
Okay.
Maggie and Bart show up in... Wakanda? What? Wakanda. Yes, that's it. Yes. They show up in Wakanda. God, there's so many like weird-ass things that are floating in my head now that it's messing up the real shit. In Xanadu. So they show up in Xanadu.
Beautiful. Love it. And all ships are now called Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
And like five Chitty Chitty Bang Bangs show up.
In Xanadu.
In Xanadu. Mm-hmm. And every superhero that is left, except for Ant-Man, Hawkeye, and the Wasp.
They're still in jail.
Yeah, because, well, they're not in jail, they're on house arrest. Right. And they're not allowed to leave. Because God forbid the end of the goddamn universe, or half the goddamn universe, will warrant you leaving your fucking domicile.
Man-Man's got it.
But, okay, so as we do know from the previews for Ant-Man and the Wasp, that they are on the run, but Hawkeye is supposedly in house arrest.
Was he, like, wanting to quit?
He's a good boy.
He was wanting to quit, but he's also got his family that he has to think about, too, so he was like, man, 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 man. So, so he's not out
there. He's the goodest boy.
He is the goodest boy. He's a good boy. Who's a good boy?
Hawkeye.
Who's a good boy?
Hawkeye.
Anyways, so giant battle ensues. They're trying to rewire the synapses from the Mind Stone in Vision's forehead so that he can continue to fuck the Scarlet Witch.
Yep, because they're going to pull it out and destroy it.
He can continue to be a giant dildo, just not not with the control of the Mind Stone.
Wait, so all this is going on and those two are still fucking?
Oh, well, they're not fucking anymore. They're still gonna fuck. They wanna fuck.
So they were actually fighting. It's not like all this is going on outside their window and they're just like, yeah, baby, good music.
Actually, hilariously enough, so Black Panther's sister is trying to remove the stone and Scarlet Witch is just standing there looking out the window. At this giant fucking battle that's happening, Scarlet Witch is just sitting there.
Is there any chitty chitty bang bangs in the skyline?
Well, the chitty chitty bang bangs are all up in the atmosphere.
Okay.
At this point,
so they haven't
disappeared. So the chitty chitty bang bangs. Well, a few of them have come down and they've let out these weird ass like xenomorph looking
Digimon.
Yeah, sure. We'll go Digimon. I was gonna say Terramorphs, but we'll go Digimons. So thousands upon thousands of Digimon
at a chitty chitty bang bang in Xanadu.
Come out of the chitty chitty bang bangs in order to attack Xanadu, all for the sake of Homer Simpson. And there's a giant force field that they can't get through. And they start circling around and they're like, oh, we've got to open up the force field or else the...
They'll come around back.
Yeah. Or else I can't say it again. Or else the Digimon will come around for it and attack us. So they open up the force field so that the Digimon can attack them. And then a giant battle ensues. Once Homer has the time stone, he then teleports to Earth, and basically just fucks everybody up. Literally fucks everyone up. Like anybody that attacks him, the only person that puts up even a modicum of a fight is Captain America. Mm-hmm. Milhouse too.
And wait.
Milhouse too, because everything's coming up Milhouse for a split second. We gotta let everything come up Milhouse. We forgot Thor shows up because he's gone through and he's like forged this new like axe hammer thing. Peter Dinklage, which was the world's largest dwarf.
Was this after he was molested?
Yes.
Before.
Before he forged the axe. Yes. When did he have time to forge the axe? I thought this movie picked up right after.
He got molested, it was in the middle. This all happened in it, but it was all bullshit. Nobody died. Like, Thor almost died, and then they're like, oh, give him the axe, and then he'll be stronger again.
How far are we in this movie at this point?
We're almost at the end.
Okay, good. I was going to say, this is only at, 15 minutes.
This is almost at the end. So Homer Simpson comes in, starts beating the shit out of everybody, goes up to Vision, Scarlet Witch tries to destroy the stone that's in his head because he tells her to. Before she can, Thanos comes up, knocks her down, grabs the stone out of the Vision's forehead, yanks it out, Vision dies.
She did destroy it. And then he used the time stone to back time up.
Oh, yep, that's right, yep. Because he used the time stone twice.
Who's using the time stone?
Homer.
Homer's using the time stone.
Yep, Homer's using the time
stone. Why doesn't he just turn the time back to
She destroys it, and then he turns the time stone back, gets the infinity stone, puts it into the gauntlet, and then he's got all six, and he's like, fuck yes, and then all of a sudden Thor comes in with his giant new hammer, pushes it into his chest, that's just like pushing it further, and he's like,
gets gassy, got it.
And then he looks at me and goes, you should have gone for the head. And then he snaps his fingers. Sorry.
Yep.
And did you read the comics, Jason?
Like years ago.
Do you remember what happens when he snaps his fingers once?
Maybe.
What happens?
Half the world dies.
They all die.
No. Half the universe dies.
Oh, yep.
So that's why you think that the Jeff Goldblum's gone.
Half the universe. In the comic books, it happened in an instance. But in this case, they decided that they wanted to be able to show all the key deaths that happen. And everybody just kind of disintegrates into dust and then just disappears.
Neat. So yep.
Do you want to hear the list of everyone that dies?
Yeah, of course. But you have to do it in an order that makes no sense because All right.
It's going to be the same order that you got it in text message when you were asking me of like who dies? And I'm like, I need to figure out, like, I need to remember everybody that died in this instance. So yeah.
Does Man-Man die?
No, Man-Man does not die.
Iron Spider.
Iron Spider dies, though.
Really?
Black Panther dies.
Yeah, Black Panther dies. Scarlet Witch dies. Drax dies. Mantis dies. Groot dies. Star-Lord dies. Iron Spider dies. Doctor Strange dies. In a special cameo appearance in the last or after credits, yep. Nick Fury and Agent Maria Hill both die. Yep. But not before
he dies.
Nick Fury summons.
He pulls out a pager.
Yeah, a pager. That's right. A pager. That's wow. right. Yep. And he summons? It's
Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
So that's why the next movie is going to be.
Well, the next movie is actually Ant-Man.
I mean, a third Ant-Man movie? Oh, this is the second one.
Second.
It's the second one. Ant-Man and Wasp. Dude, right. Come on. The first one was great.
I don't know.
Have you watched it at all?
Like, I think the one.
Oh, my God. The first one's fucking hilarious.
I just saw Ragnarok like maybe a month ago.
Actually, Ant-Man's funnier.
Okay.
Ragnarok's funny, but Ant-Man is funnier because it's like a funny heist movie. It's hilarious. Just watching him in his final fight with Yellowjacket is fucking funny.
This is on the Thomas the Train.
Yeah, the whole Thomas mm-hmm. Train. Like, the entire fight happens on a tiny train set in a kid's bedroom because they're all teeny tiny.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, let's see here. So who do we have that has died?
So then Ant-Man.
Pretty much all of the Guardians of the Galaxy are dead.
But they have a third movie coming out.
Yeah, pretty much anyone who has movies
up.
Come now are dead.
Shut the fuck up. You don't know what you're talking about.
So they just use the time.
You'll shut
stone.
Your mouth if you know what's good for you.
Did they use the time stone at the end and be like, never mind, everyone's happy and safe
no,
and fine.
The next movie, supposedly, yeah. is good. What's going to happen. But we don't know what it is. Because the whole thing is that like a lot of fucking people died.
They collect the Dragon Balls.
Yep.
They might. But they have to get the Super Dragon Balls.
That's all right.
They have to summon Super Shenron.
It's okay.
That's why they got Captain Marvel.
I'm excited for the three movies Dragon where they Balls. Have a competition to
Marvel
see who's the
go.
Strongest Marvel character, and they decide to spread that out across three movies.
Homer Simpson.
Well, no, I mean, like, they have, like, a competition.
Homer Simpson.
Well, of course it would be, but you got to have
Homer
then,
Simpson.
Like, not... Who's Goku in this situation?
Homer Simpson.
Goku is not Homer Simpson.
No, I'm just saying it's Homer Simpson. No.
You're Homer Simpson.
There is no Goku. Well, in the Simpsons
That's
universe.
That's what I'm saying. The next four movies are going to be about. Next four movies are going to be about the Goku of the Marvel
Actually,
universe.
Actually, you want to know who Goku is?
Sure.
It's Captain Marvel.
No, there we go. So mm-hmm.
no, it literally is. She is the offspring, or she is the genetic byproduct of an alien race.
Yep.
On Earth,
her DNA got
there to protect it. From multiple alien threats. Captain Marvel
powerful.
Is Goku. Super yep. powerful, can shoot beams of energy. Boom! Goku.
Goku. So see, I'm looking forward to the three movies where they have a tournament, though, to establish that.
Well, you know the
that's
whole thing
happen.
For...
If they follow the comic books, that's totally going to happen.
Yeah. Well, at least in the comic books, the whole reason Thanos is trying to collect all these stones and wipe out half the universe... It's
oh,
just so
he wants
can
court
bang
death.
Lady Death.
Except
oh,
Death is dead.
Right. Oh, man, I forgot about that whole
Death died in Ragnarok. Yeah, you forgot that, didn't you, Chris?
Was that Death?
Yeah. She, okay. Hela is the goddess of death, and she died at the end of Ragnarok. That's what, that, Thor even talks about it in the movie.
Hela?
Yeah.
Mm. That was Hera.
Hela. Hera is Zeus's wife.
No, that's right.
In Greek mythology. Hela is the goddess of death in Norse mythology.
Hela is also
Get
a horrible way to say really cool.
That's hella lame. All right. On that note, I think we're going to end our super fantastic, spoilerific recap of Infinity War. Hope you guys liked our...
Everyone dies. The end.
Weird-ass names for everybody. Mm-hmm. Just so you know, yeah, half the universe dies. Pretty much everybody that you care about dies. Like all of the new Marvel characters.
Yep. Everyone's
they're
got
all fucking
movies
dead.
Coming out, they're dead.
Yep. Everyone's fucking dead. All those movies that they said that were coming off in the horizon, you know, all the hopes that you had for Black Panther 2, yeah, fucking gone. He's dead. Dead as a doornail. That's it.
Obviously not.
Shut the fuck up. All right, on that note, thank you everybody and have a great
Spoilerific day.
Spoilers!
The following podcast contains spoilers. By listening to this podcast, you agree to not have angry thoughts about spoilers of the game.
I still have angry thoughts.
Whatever.
Yeah.
No. Man.